S.I. Newhouse. He ran a publishing empire, but who was he? With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. By the time of the death of Newhouse in 1979, his holdings included 29 newspapers, Condé Nast magazines, Random House, radio and TV stations, and a cable television network. Richard Meeker lives in Portland, Oregon, where the Newhouse chain still owns the Oregonian.
The name S.I. Newhouse cast a form of shadow across anything that that newspaper did, and yet very few people in town even knew what Newhouse looked like. He rarely visited Portland, and no one knew exactly where he fit in.
So Meeker, a lawyer, editor of a Portland weekly, decided to write the story of Newhouse. He approached the two surviving sons and other family members, all of whom refused interviews or any other help.
Knowing the way the father operated, there were no orders to anyone, rather just a statement probably of this is how my father would have liked this to be done, therefore that's our position.
So Meeker, on his own, went to the town where Newhouse began his career, Bayonne, New Jersey.
I just through a series of happenstances have a relative who's a friend of one of the children of Hyman Lazarus, the man who was the publisher of the Bayonne Times when Newhouse got his start.
There were men 80 and 90 years old still alive in Bayonne who knew Newhouse and steered Meeker to other sources. He also went to all of the cities that had Newhouse newspapers.
One of the major sources of information for this book, in addition to reading the newspapers themselves and talking to as many people as I could, are federal archives of legal matters involving Newhouse. And thanks to my law school training, I knew where to look and how to find the lengthy records of some major pieces of litigation.
Newhouse became the most profitable publisher in America. Richard Meeker tells us his story in an unauthorized biography, Newspaper Man. Just who Newhouse was in my next report, with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Newhouse newspaper chain is one of the most profitable in America. But people are still asking, who was S.I. Newhouse? Richard Meeker answers that question in his book, Newspaper Man.
He was certainly someone who preferred, as a general matter, not to be known. He was the child of some very poor and unsuccessful immigrant parents. He was born on the Lower East Side here in Manhattan. Soon thereafter moved to Bayonne.
Newhouse was an office boy for a judge who held a promissory note for one of Bayonne's three newspapers.
When the note went bad, the judge took the newspaper over, moved it near to his law offices, and several years later put Newhouse, his best helper, in charge of various parts of the paper, and slowly, he was then known as Sammy, took over the paper, and by the time he was 20 or 21, he was really the publisher.
Using all of his family's money, Newhouse bought a paper in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, a deal that later collapsed.
The first paper he bought that ended up being a big property was the Long Island Daily Press. He had owned before that the Staten Island Advance, and the Newhouses own and operate that to this day.
Meeker says Newhouse found his greatest moments as a businessman after the age of 55 and his crowning glory at 80 when he bought the Booth newspapers and Parade magazine. Newhouse died in 1979, and Meeker says he left behind not one newspaper that can be considered even good.
Newhouse did help to revitalize and make more professional a very backward business. The downside of it is that Newhouse produced bland, unexciting, and unhelpful newspapers at a time when community after community in America desperately needs newspapers to explain ever-increasingly complex situations in their own little towns.
Richard Meeker, author of Newspaper Man. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.